Morning, honorable members. Who's outside? Patricia, can I ask you to just see who's outside and ask them to come through? Good morning and welcome to the meeting of the Select Committee on Security and Justice. Our members, today we have quite a lengthy agenda, and it's also with the understanding that documentation has been sent to all our members. The intention of today's session is largely to adopt some of our reports, minutes, but also to have like a kinder induction. More like a workshop, just around a lot of the portfolios that fall under this committee. Our intention is also not to repeat the departments that we've already engaged with, like SAPS, IPES, and Justice, but to focus on the other portfolios that we might not have covered as a committee. I think in addition, we'll also look at the legacy report, which will give us some breakdown of what happened over the last term. Our members, the agenda in front of you. as I said, it's quite a lengthy agenda, but if I can get somebody to propose for the adoption or if there are any amendments you want to make to this agenda.
Chair, I'm moving for the adoption of the agenda. Thank you.
Any seconders? Ma'am, would you say? Thank you. Okay, honourable members, I think I'm just going to go into it. I think all of us have received a pack. Together with the agenda, honourable members, we have the reports and the minutes. The reports cover largely our engagements with the departments of Justice, SAPS, and IPED. I'm also going to assume that honourable members have read through the reports. But I think to dispense of the reports, I'm going to go page by page. If I get no indication that you want to make any amendments, I'm going to assume members are comfortable with the page. Okay, honourable members, I'm going to ask our committee secretary to table the documents before we deal with adoption.
Hi, good day, honourable members. Just some background in terms of procedure. So when we deal with the budget policy statement, it's really in preparation for members to deal with the statements in the House. So we don't produce a lengthy report commenting on the budget. We leave that for when we actually have dealings with the departments themselves and leading up to the process with, for instance, the B4R process in October. So there we would have influence in terms of the select committees that sit on the budget, and then we could influence them perhaps in terms of that. But in terms of budget policy statements, it's really formality just to say that the committee has considered it and has concluded its deliberations. So it will be the Department of Police, Justice, and IPED, the three short reports.
Thank you. I remember that I suggest we then go to the draft minutes of the committee. Okay. So I remember there are three sets of minutes that we have. And I'm going to ask if there's any member who would like to move for the adoption of those minutes. Or if any member would like to make any amendments to the minutes. But I think maybe just to fast-track the process, I suggest we go page by page on this instance. I think in future we just move, call for the adoption, corrections and adoption. So, honourable members, if we can go to to the page after the agenda, which is largely a statement of the committee having received a briefing from the Department of Police. The second page deals more with the similar statement dealing with the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, the engagement with the committee. The third page deals with our engagement with IPED, the Independent Police Investigative Directorate. And then if you go to the next one, it deals then with the draft minutes of the Select Committee. It's not saying... Okay. Perhaps in the title we need to just indicate describe our minutes because it's not clear who we actually met with at that time. But this was on the 26th of June, and the first set of minutes is actually dealing with the election of the chairperson. I remember that page one, I'm just going to go page by page. If there are any amendments you want to make, please indicate so. Page two. And I think page two is the last page of the minutes. I remember that there's no amendment. Can I get someone to move for the election? Honorable Fisser. And the second is Honorable Goyer. Thank you, Honorable Members. The next set of minutes... it's a briefing by the Deputy Minister for Justice and the briefing by the Department of Justice. Honourable Members, that's page one, deals largely with attendance. Page two. Page three. Page four. And page five is the last page. If there are no amendments, can I get someone to move for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Mudise, move. Honorable Nuka, second. Thank you, Honorable Members. The next set of minutes deals with the NPA issue where we receive. We had a joint committee meeting with the Standing Committee on Justice in the National Assembly, and it deals with the briefing we received by legal services around procedural matters in relation to the NPA matter regarding Jiba and Murwebi. Our members, page one, and there's page two. If there are no amendments, can I call for a member to move for the adoption? Honorable Sileku. Any second, Honorable Mudise. Thank you, Honorable Members. We then move to the next set of minutes dealing with the briefing we received by the Department of Police. Honourable Members, page one.
When did the meeting start?
Page two.
The meeting started offline.
Yeah.
Page three.
How?
September
10th.
Page four.
The first meeting was
and page five.
Petition. We ended it after 9, so we decided to start it after 9 for the Justice Hour. So I phoned Monique and I told him I was staying.
Our members, if there are no amendments, can I once again move,
so you can
request a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Honorable
Moody says, Honorable Fisher. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Members. The next set of minutes deals with our interaction with the Independent Police Investigative Directorate, IPIS. Honourable Members, page 1. Page 2. And page 3.
Yes.
There are no amendments to the minutes.
So
can I
find the recording in the office? Yeah. Yes.
Seconded.
Mr.
Honourable Members, I think the last set of minutes deals with the. Once again, it was a joint engagement with the.
Yeah.